For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Questions of a payment by President Trump's lawyer to an adult film star had nothing to do with the presidential campaign, according to Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway.
This was a private matter, had nothing to do with campaign funds, that there is an NDA in full force and effect he believes that Ms. Daniels and her lawyer have violated. That may go to arbitration. He also repeats that this is a false claim, and he also says that Michael Cohen had basically discretion authority to use funds that had nothing to do with the campaign.
Conway appears on CBS's Face the Nation. The number of homes destroyed by lava oozing from cracks in Hawaii's Kilauea volcano has climbed to 26. Over 1,800 people have been evacuated. Two new volcanic fissures have opened up near the community of Leilani Estates on the Big Island. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products bullet-resistant. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Pro-life forces are waiting to see if a tough new law will survive. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
There's a new law in Iowa that effectively bans all abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, making it the most restrictive abortion law in the nation. It prohibits abortions once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, and that is usually about 6 weeks into a pregnancy. Iowa Planned Parenthood is vowing to file a lawsuit against the governor for signing it into law. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The president's nominee to head up the CIA has reportedly launched a behind-the-scenes effort to soften her image ahead of what could be a very contentious confirmation hearing this week. In private meetings with members of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Gina Haspel is reportedly saying she would fight any effort to revive the brutal detention and interrogation program launched after the 9/11 terror attacks. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A man's lifelong love of a fast food item has earned him a distinction that may never be matched, as USA's Chris Barnes explains.
For Don Gorski of Madison, Wisconsin, it all began in the early 1970s when this commercial, like the sandwich, it's heralding was new.
To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, on a sesame seed bun.
Now, over four decades later, Gorski holds the Guinness World Record for the most Big Macs consumed. On Friday, he ate his 30,000th Big Mac at the same McDonald's location in Madison where he first tried the sandwich. Gorski was in the movie Super Size Me, where he said about 90% of his diet is Big Macs. He also proposed to his wife in the parking lot of his local McDonald's. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Protesters in California created their own protesters for blocking traffic. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
People protesting the fatal police shooting of an unarmed man by Sacramento police in March blocked traffic in front of California's state fairgrounds yesterday, leading some drivers to confront the protesters.
I'm hostage. That's not right. If I run somebody down like some damn crazy folks in these other southern states, then I'd be liable.
Linda Dotson was driving through the area and says she supports Black Lives Matter, but was frustrated with protesters blocking traffic. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.